Hey, what's up? Good morning. How you guys doing? Welcome to the stream once again. I appreciate you guys showing up. I appreciate you guys being with me.
Good morning. How's everyone?
Let's get started, y'all. Oh, I forgot to save this. I'm gonna throw up the riddle of the day in a second here. But, how's everybody doing? How was everybody's days yesterday? Anything new? Anything going on? Welcome, welcome, welcome. If this is your first time, my name is Mark. I come here, whether there's anybody here with me or not, I come here and I go through a quote of the day, and then I also just talk. I mean, if anybody has questions, anything that they want to ask, why I do this, you know, or specific questions, you just need someone to talk to in the morning, someone to get up with in the morning. I'm here for that, because I'm up anyway. So, all right, let's get started. First thing of the day is quote of the day. I'm gonna put 20 minutes on the clock. I'm just gonna kind of talk about. I picked out a quote this morning, and it's just something to think about, something to start the day with, and something to ponder on throughout the day. I don't know. When I'm keeping my brain fresh with things like this, it helps me stay accountable. It helps me hold myself accountable for whatever's going on. I'm going to try no music today. So I'm putting these in podcast format. I don't know if the music is gonna be an issue or not. We'll find out though, I guess. Moto XJ Rides, what's up, man? I'm good. How about yourself? Let's see here. I'm gonna put this up here real quick if anybody wants it. Riddle of the day is, I am not alive, but I grow. I don't have lungs, but I need air. I don't have a mouth, but water kills me. What am I? Feel free to answer that. You'll be a riddler for the day. Yesterday, someone won who isn't normally here, and I would like for them to come back because I don't think they're even a subscriber. I was trying to find their name, and I couldn't find it. Well, anyways, when you win, or you get the riddle for the day, right here in the corner, you see the Riddler sitting there right next to me, right here. I'll put your name on there and your Riddler for the day. But it's just a kind of way to get the mind working a little bit. I know it's early, and not everybody has been awake since 4 o'clock like I have, and not everybody's showered and stuff and gotten ready. So we're gonna start today on the quote of the day, and the quote for today is, the pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty. Let me say that one more time. The pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity, and the optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty. Now, it isn't to say, what does this mean? I mean, is it just saying there's optimistic people and there's pessimistic people? I mean, that's part of it, but that's not the whole thing. Part of it is that I think the everyday person, I think we all are a pessimist without even realizing it, like right off the bat. I think we all are pessimistic about things. And you kind of feel like it's being realistic, but really, if you're putting yourself in a place of compromise, or not necessarily, not, I don't mean that in a way of like risk or anything like that, but compromise for what you want, settling for something or something like that, then you're being the pessimist, because you're assuming that you're going to have to settle for this, or you're settling for this in lieu of a loss, or in lieu of not getting to exactly where you want to be. So instead of, I think it's important to analyze how you look at things that are difficult or things that come up against what you're doing. A lot of times people will say, you know, I want to make videos, but I don't have a camera. And my rebuttal to that, well, everybody has a phone right now. Most people have phones. If you're able to watch this stream, you have something. There's apps to edit videos. And if you want to bad enough, yeah, maybe you pay $5.99 for an app. Maybe you pay $10 for an app. But what's that in comparison to the $364 that the program costs that you don't have money for, the $2,000 computer that you don't have money for? You know what I mean? There's ways to get started in things, but oftentimes you see not having exactly what someone else has, or you see that this person has all the perfect stuff and they did it like this, so you're like, I need to do it like that. But then you have to remember that everyone starts somewhere, and if you don't start before you have all that fancy stuff or have everything exactly where you need it, then you're going to be starting with everything you need, but from scratch. I don't know. I think it makes more sense to start wherever you can. Start wherever you can. That way, on your way up, you learn. You figure things out and you become wiser in whatever it is that you're doing. And if it's shitty, if it's like not good, if it's not good quality, if it's not good quality work or something like that, then that's okay. But that's how you learn. That's how you grow. That's how you decide what you want to do moving forward instead. You get a better lay of the land if you've seen bits and pieces of it. Even if you didn't understand it the first time around, maybe at some point you're refreshed, your memory is refreshed, and you have a nice foundation because you've seen it once or twice. But the optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty. The optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty. And I don't think that means looking at something. That doesn't mean looking at something difficult. And I mean, on one side of the coin, it means looking at something difficult and saying, all right, I need to conquer that. And maybe that's a little further off from the point, but on the other side of the coin, I think on the main side and the head side, you're thinking about instead of looking at the problems that happen, you're looking at the opportunities that are laid out before you. You know what I mean? So for instance, when I started streaming, I didn't have a computer and things like that, and I realized that real quick. I started streaming, I just started it up. And I started it up not because I thought I had what I needed to start the way that I wanted to. But I started up because I was like, all right, well, if I start now, you know, at least I figured out at least I'm in the space for something to happen, even though I don't have anything. You know, who knows what could happen? Maybe someone crazy could come into my stream and say something. Maybe someone big. Maybe there could be a clip that makes me famous all of a sudden. Maybe if I take clips, at least, maybe I don't have a mic, maybe I don't have a camera, but maybe if I at least take clips, I could have a chance that puts me in the space, that puts me in the market to have a chance to go viral just off of some clip or something like that. And I think that's important to think about, is that you got to play the game. You got to play the game for the chance to win. You got to roll the dice sometimes, but you have to play the game for the chance to win. Yeah, maybe you'll lose, but I think we all were taught as we were younger that, man, it's not whether you win or lose, it's playing the game, man. And you can sit on the sidelines or do the safe thing if you want. But man, I don't think any way is safe anymore. And I've been saying that over and over. That's been a common theme here. Nothing is safe. So why not take chances with the passions of your heart instead of everyone else's passions, which is, I mean, what you're doing when you're working for people. And you know what? Maybe your calling, maybe what you want to do, maybe you find great joy from helping other people, from being a certain profession. Maybe you find great joy from it. Then that's great. I'm happy for you. I'm very happy for you. I'm glad that you found your place and your being, and I'm glad that it's, you know, I think that's what counts for everyone in this life, is to find what you love, get better at it, and then spend the rest of your life sharing that with the people around you, you know? We already know as human beings that the best way to figure something out is just to, it may not be the most practical way all the time, but we already know you dedicate your life to something, and in that time, you'll learn so much. Even if it's about one thing, you learn so much about it that it becomes valuable to everyone around you, right? So, wouldn't it make sense for the world just to be like, all right, everybody find what they love. There's billions of people in the world, right? So billions of things. Everybody find what you love in the world at all times. And then just share that. Just spread that as far as you can. You know what I mean? Just share that for the rest of your life. Because you learn. But then people in life, like myself, that only kind of halfway works for. Like, I like to jump around. I like to be all over the place. And I like to think that I have an entrepreneurial mindset, but there's some skills that I have not, gotten yet to get me all the way there. I feel like I have all the necessary tools except for like sales. I feel like all the necessary tools are they're there, not maybe fully developed, but like sales. I think that's the one thing that I need to work on. But also my diligence. I'm very scatterbrained, and I think that's okay if you're everywhere, but everywhere is, there's no fires anywhere. Like, you're complete. complete in the, in everywhere that you're at. Like if I was over here and I was killing shit, and I was over here and I was killing shit over here, killing shit over here, killing shit, that's totally fine. But in the case of being in the case of being over here and killing it, but being over here and it's all right, and being over there and it's like, I haven't thought about that in a while. That's, I need to create a balance. And then it'll be okay. Until then, I'm just, you know, I'm just messing around, you know? And I've been trying to break that habit by sticking to my schedule, but even the schedule, I'm sticking to it, and it's done. It's worked out great, but it hasn't been perfect, and I'm not expecting myself to be perfect, but I'm working towards that. So yeah, my goal is to get better. I'm not just okay with what I'm doing, you know? When I make mistakes, it's real easy to get confused because a lot of people are like, it's okay, you're trying your best. You're trying your best. It's like, no. No, it's not okay. I want to get better. Couldn't sleep last night. I might try to get some Z's. All right, Moto. You take it easy, dude. If you need to get some sleep, get some sleep. I understand that. Yeah, I have a hard time sleeping. The past week, it's been pretty bad. I'm up like every 30 minutes or so. Just wake up. Let me turn over or flip over or something. And then something is, I don't know. I feel super uncomfortable for some reason. I don't know if it's my back or what. Be nice to figure it out though. I kind of feel like I think because since things changed, since I started working from home, I think I started... I'm sitting more often. I'm sitting in a chair more often. So when my body lays down, it's like, I think it's tight. I think it needs to get out. I think my body just gets restless. Take care, Moto XJ. But yeah. I think that it's easy to be pessimistic. It's easy to think about things in a not so fortunate, or it's easy to expect the worst from the world, because I think for the longest time people just eat shit and they take shit from the world. But the moment you start to realize that you have no control at all is the moment that you take control of everything. The moment you realize that, yeah, bad things happen and you can't do anything about it. Yeah. And yeah, maybe you are unlucky. Maybe bad things just seem to happen to you all the time. Yeah, okay. So what are you gonna do about it? Like, you can't do anything about it, and no one can do anything. You can't even explain it. Most people don't even believe you. You can't do anything about it. So are you going to sit there and just complain? It's easy to complain. It really is. Are you going to sit there and complain over and over? And I'm not saying this because of outwardly how you sound or outwardly how other people make you feel. Fuck other people. Forget other people and forget what they think. Forget what it looks like to them from the outside, but for yourself, you know, for yourself, do you really want to continue to complain? Don't you get tired of it? So, what's the point of complaining anyway when you can't do anything about it? And complaining is not going to help it. Nadee, too, what's up? Welcome. I'm glad you made it back. Appreciate you being here. But yeah, bad things happen. The moment you accept the fact that you have no control is a moment that you gain all control. I'm just playing with it. The moment that you accept that the world is going to do things to you, the world is going to do wrong to you, and wrong is going to happen, and there's nothing you can do about it, that's the moment you can take control of everything else in your life. No, you don't have control over the bank's rules and the bank taking out money, but you do have control over over making sure that you're not spending more money than you should. People get mad at the bank for taking insufficient fund fees, and I used to too. I used to get super mad, but then I used to think about it, and I was like, well, I mean, that's the bank's rules, and they stated that from the get-go when we started. It's not like they hid that from me, and I knew they were going to take fees from me if I went negative. And I decided to spend the money that I spent, you know, and just because I wasn't keeping track of that money is the reason why it went negative. And just because I didn't expect this to come out this late or to process this late, even though it happens every single time, that's my fault. Wait, do you smoke? Yeah, I do. That's my fault. And I think working at this call center for credit unions and banks, it gave me that perspective. I've done a lot of different professions, and I think that's what has given me perspective on a lot of things. Like, a lot of people, they would call in and they'd be like, well, I just went negative, blah, blah, blah. What's going on? I had money in there. And I look at the transaction, and then it's like McDonald's, you know, $3 at a gas station, you know, this and that here and there, you know, a withdrawal here and there. It's like, well, so you spent that money. It's like, well, I had this. It was just in there a second ago. Well, yeah, because it takes time for those things to electronically travel here for us to know exactly what you did and verify purchases and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's your fault. Stop blaming the world. Stop blaming everybody else for things that you can take control of. Except the fact that you don't have control over everything else. Over what happens, the rules of the bank and all these other places, and take control of what you can. Counting up your paycheck. You know, people complain about keeping track of your purchases, but back in the day, people used to have a paper checkbook they used to have to write in every day. They used to have to, you know, every week, you'd balance the checkbook. Write in that thing all your purchases, keep all your receipts and keep track of it. Make sure that your bank account was in line with the way it should have been. Make sure nobody overcharged you. You used to do that stuff by paper. You smoking is very harmful. Why do you smoke? I smoke. I have my reasons, but we're not here to talk about that right now. Quote of the day is, the pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty. So just to recap real quick, it's really easy to be a pessimist in this world, and I think most people are pessimistic in this world. Most people are not positive, even though in what they think is, they think that they're being realistic. And maybe according to their experiences, yeah, it is realistic because of the way that they've lived their life. But if you change your perspective to, okay, even though this is hard, the example that I gave earlier was my stream, when I started my stream. I was being the pessimist when I would see people's streams, I would see it was awesome, I would see viewers, I would see chat going crazy, I would see all this stuff, and I'd be like, oh man, that is awesome. But then I was being the pessimist by not streaming myself. I wanted to stream, but I was like, well, I don't have a computer yet. I want a PC game if I'm going to stream. I want to be able to have a nice mic if I'm going to stream. I want to have better internet if I'm going to stream. And then one day I decided to do it. One day I became the optimist. And the optimist in that situation says, all right, well, I have an Xbox. And there's a Twitch app on the Xbox. And my internet is okay. It may be choppy every once in a while, but it's okay. And I mean, if I start streaming, then at least there's I'm in the space. At least I'm in the market for people to find me. You know, maybe no one finds me, but maybe one or two people find me. You know, maybe people start to remember my name. Maybe I take a clip. Maybe there's just one clip that goes crazy. Maybe there's one clip that ends up in a highlight video or something like that. Because I don't have a mic and they can't see my face or anything. I'm not using a camera. But maybe, just maybe, someone crazy comes into my chat, you know, or something like that. And you know what? For 3 years, no one crazy did come into my chat. No crazy clips went viral. Maybe one or two people came into the stream. I probably had like 6 followers, you know, over 2 years. And then, you know, the third year, I ended up getting a camera. I ended up getting some things to upgrade. Elgato to stream the games and stuff like that. I ended up getting some things. And I got more subscribers, but I only had 26. I mean, followers. 26. And then, all of a sudden, like I had dreamed about for a couple of years, somebody crazy just waltzed into my chat. Just waltzed into my stream on Twitch. And it just so happened to be Mr. Beast. So all that is to say is that you can look at it as, oh my God, I can't start things the right way. Oh my God, it's going to look horrible. Oh my God, it's not going to look good. I'm not going to start yet. I don't have everything I need yet. But what do you have to start? You want to make videos? Where's your phone? You know? No camera? Where's your phone? Nothing to edit? There's an app store. There's bootleg free stuff. I'm not making any suggestions to do anything illegal, but I'm just saying there's stuff out there. There's options out there. Oof. Okay. That is the end of the quote of the day. That bell rung a while ago. I'm sorry. I took up some more extra time in like 10 more minutes. But the next section of the day is the Q&A. This is either where if you have a question about something I said, or maybe you don't agree. Maybe you think something different and you're like, how could this be true if this? You know, you can ask that question. If you want to ask something more practical, like what's your computer setup, or how did you build your computer, or how do you ride a motorcycle? You know, how anything really, or how do you talk to your girlfriend about this or that? You know, whatever it may be. If I don't know the answer, I'm not going to make something up, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know the answer to it. But we can talk it out and we can see what the best solution is, or maybe what the best option is, or maybe we can find some resources to figure out what to do. You know what I'm saying? If nobody has any questions, I'm going to share a video with you guys. Something that, I was watching before the stream, what I watch to get motivated in the morning, because I need motivation every day too. I really do. There's days where I'm just, you know, almost every day there's a moment in the day where I'm like, oh, what am I doing? Or, you know, I don't feel great. I think it's important to know that everybody goes through it. Sometimes it's a full day, sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's a month. But the important thing to know is that it's temporary, and you're not the only person. Other people go through it. So if they made it through it, you can too. You know what I mean? All right. Let's see here. This was what I was watching just before the stream. Let me see here. What's Optimist? I'm sorry. I missed that. Optimist is thinking about things with a better point of view. thinking about things with a good perspective rather than thinking about it from a bad, negative perspective. You know what? We are not gonna watch this. We're gonna hang out. I don't wanna always shove like, oh, watch this inspirational thing, watch this inspirational thing. I don't want it to turn into that. Sometimes you just need to hang out. Sometimes you just need to chill. So you know what? We're gonna go ahead and chill. I'll make out with them for 5 seconds. You and Natalie have like a nice kiss, like a
2 second. Jason and Jonah had to have sex and
make out with them for 5 seconds. You and Natalie have like a nice kiss, like a 2 second kiss.
Really some stuff together. And if you guys have questions about anything, if you guys want to see the quote of the day, let me know. But no one.
Guys, I just realized we're right outside of Big Five, and I'm here with the Big Four.
I love how you group me in with these guys. There's levels to this shit, dude. What are you, fucking Hitler?
Put the fat one, he's fat.
Okay, guys, Natalie's outside right now watering plants.
Illy and Dima have these powder blasters. It's a pink and.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Dima, you look like you're a TikTok star. Illy, just call a truce.
There is totally no point in putting Natalie in that shot, other than the fact that she was wearing what she was wearing.
Dima's about to come out of the shower. Elliot's waiting for.
Okay. Let's see here. Let me know how that opened. But all right, here we go. There we go. But yeah. That was for anyone who might have missed the quote of the day. Quote of the day is the pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty. I think when it comes down to it, there's a lot of people in the world who, you know, who went to school, got a job, did this and that, and they're totally fine, and they're great, and you know what, I'm happy for them. But there's a lot of people in the world who didn't do all those things, who didn't follow that path, who that path just never felt right. For them, that path never felt like them, never felt like what they wanted to do, just felt like what everybody else wanted to do. And that's kind of the group that I'm speaking to. That's kind of the group that this message is for. I just want people to know that you're not victim to what you were born to. You're not victim to the world and what happens to you in the world. You can take control, but you have to take certain steps to do that. And you know what? I feel like I've taken control. You know, yes, I do still have days of unhappiness. I still have days where, man, I don't know what's going to happen, but I've taken control. I'm not saying that I have good control, any type of good control over things right now, but I feel hopeful. I feel wrong and right at the same time. I feel like I'm doing what I am passionate about. I feel like this is why it's so hard to do this. This is why it's so hard to break. I don't know. It's so hard to do things because Wow, Leo, what's up? It's... easy to look at things. I missed a couple of messages, but what's up, Wild Leo? It's nice to see you. I'm glad you made it. All you have to do, there's certain steps you have to take to be happier, but really it's stop assuming that you know yourself. First of all, I just want to let you know that you have made a kid in Australia very happy. Oh, thank you, Wild Leo. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm just here to hang out with you guys and share my thoughts with you guys. But I'm glad. There's. Being happy is about going for what you want. You know, like I said before, there's a lot of people in the world who maybe don't feel right doing the same thing as everybody else. Don't feel right going to college and doing this, and just it's just not their lane, you know, it's just not your scene. You can do what you want. You know, you can take control. But you have to stop assuming that you know yourself. You have to stop assuming that you know who you are. And then you have to take time to get to know yourself. And you can't get to know yourself if you're constantly with other people, if you're constantly surrounded by all these things. Before I left here for Arizona, I used to live in Illinois, Chicago, Illinois. And before I moved here to Arizona, I felt bad because I cut everyone out of my life. And that's because the friends and the people around me at the time were not, and it's not to say anything bad about them, but it's just to say that they were not headed in the same direction that I was. They were not doing the same things. My life did not line up with theirs. They went, my core group of friends that I had started hanging out with in the first place, They were drinkers. They drank a lot. And I just wasn't. I didn't have the money for it. I was broke all the time. You know? And so I stopped hanging out with them. And then there was another group of friends who were just smoke all the time. And then I realized that they weren't helping me get where I wanted to either, because I was spending money on weed, spending money on just buying food for people, and just all this random stuff. And so, you know, with no disrespect to the people around me, I cut them all out for a little while. I went back to my mom's house. I secluded myself. I was in the Word of God. I was just doing me. I was learning who I was and what I wanted to do on my off time, what I wanted to do, you know. And even then, I didn't learn until I came out to Arizona and I got into motorcycles, you know. But you gotta learn who you are and learn what you love to do, learn your hobbies and stuff like that. Because then once you do that, man, we got the internet. You can videotape things, you can put blogs out, you can talk about it, you can put your personality out there, and people just, you know, gravitate towards you because they like, you know, maybe you find a bunch of people who like sewing. Maybe you find a bunch of people who like cars. Maybe you find a bunch of people who like motorcycles. Maybe you find a bunch of people who like chess. But you could find a bunch of like-minded individuals. And then if you learn how to make something, you can sell stuff to them. If you learn how to do a service for them, then you can create video, whatever it is. You can take control of whatever it is. If you're a little kid, you could go to garage sales and buy things for a couple of cents and sell it for, you know, $10 on the internet. You know, if you're grown, you can go to JCPenney, take advantage of a sale. If you know clothes and shoes and stuff very well, then go and take advantage of a sale and then flip it. Take advantage of I don't know, a garage sale. Go and flip it. If you don't have any money, if your first complaint is you don't have any money, all right then, suffer for a little while. Whatever job you're doing or whatever money you're getting, suffer for a little while. Stop buying the weed that you buy. Stop buying the drinks that you buy. Stop buying whatever it is that you buy your temporary happiness with. Stop buying that for a while. Suffer for a little bit because, I mean, you're complaining, so it must be, I mean, it's like, if you're complaining so much, it's like long suffering is just stretched out over a span of time. So why not just suffer for a couple of months, you know, save some money, put it aside, get what you want, and get on your way to, you know, maybe you have to drive for Postmates in your off time to earn a little bit extra money. But you can do that slowly until you have enough to get what you want. You know, there's always a way, but do you want it bad enough to do it the way that you have to do it, you know? You can sit there and complain, but ain't nothing to it but to do it. So you're going to figure out the way to do it, or you're going to continue to complain. Like I said, I just want people to understand, and the people that are in this world who are like, man, I just don't fit in the typical spot that everybody else does. College, man, doesn't seem right for me. I feel weird. I feel like a baby that I don't want to go to school. I feel like a baby that I don't want to do work and stuff like that. But really, something inside of me as a person, doesn't feel right doing all these things that other people are telling me I should be doing, when it's like, the world is so big and there's so many beautiful things in this world. Everybody talks about the grand beauty of this world and stuff like that. But then when it comes to doing what you're supposed to do, it's like this narrow lane of acceptance. Bro, this world has so many possibilities and so many things to do. Why would you limit yourself to a lane of school, college, work, retire? School, college, work, retire. Oh my God, I just gave my life to my kids. My kids are the only thing that matters. And you know what? That's fine. And I cannot wait to have my own children. I cannot wait. But your children give your life back to you at some point. 18, 19, even still, they're still your kids, but they give you back your time. They give you back your space, your personal space. They give you back your ability for your time, really, your time. And what are you going to fill that time with when they give that space to you back? What are you going to fill that time with, you know? You still have to be an individual. So how about do your best to learn who you are so you can operate in a place of strength? Find out who you are so you can operate in a place of strength. Forever, you know what I mean? Like, if you find out who you are, find out what you like, you can operate in a place of strength instead of like taking a shotgun to the world and being like, whoa, we'll see what works, we'll see what hits. Hopefully some of that scatter shot will hit something. You know what I mean? I just want to, you're going to be someone someday. Keep grinding. You're awesome. Thank you, Wild Leo. You're awesome. Your words mean so much to me, and I just take those words and I hold on to them, and I'm gonna keep holding on to them, and I'm gonna keep on grinding because I want more so I'm gonna take it. And I'm telling you, one day he said I'm gonna be the next ninja. I'm gonna be the next Mark Lee. I'm gonna be the next Mark Lee. And you know what? There hasn't been a Mark Lee, and that's on purpose. That's because it's been waiting for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm me, and I'm gonna continue to be me. I'm not gonna do what other people, you know what the mistake is of other people? People go crazy, and people talk about being a celebrity like you have to go crazy to be a celebrity. People talk about the world like you have to sell out to be famous, or people talk about being a celebrity. I don't want to be a celebrity, this and that. Everybody wants to be a celebrity. Everybody doesn't want the bad things about being a celebrity. Everybody doesn't want the bad things about being all of that, but everybody wants to be like known for whatever it is that they do. And maybe, fine, I can't speak for everybody. Let me take that back. I can't speak for everybody in this world, but lots and lots of people talk about, hey, leave them alone. Talk about being famous, not wanting the bad, because they resent it because it seems so out of reach. And it seems like you have to sell out to do it. I'm a strong believer that if I continue to be me, if I continue to just put me, put Mark Lee out into the world, and it's coming from a genuine place, I'm genuinely just trying to provide some type of value to the world. You know what I mean? I'm just genuinely trying to do that. I am a great believer that something like that is a more powerfully built structure, and B, it takes much longer to build that type of structure. And that's okay, because it's going to be a much more powerful, more strong, much more stable structure that I'll be able to uphold one day, because I'm not going to be busy trying to play some part. I'm not going to be busy trying to act. I'm not going to be busy trying to be something that I'm not, or stay, you know, like, everybody likes this part of me, I better just stay this little piece of me, you know, this little 15% of me, this is what I'm going to be forever. Nah, man, I'm going to be whatever I want, but I'm going to continue to put it out there. I'm going to continue to be the best person that I can be. And you guys know YouTube and things like that are getting bigger. That's because people are starting to want to see someone real, someone not acting, someone without a script, someone without an agenda, someone not trying to bullshit you, someone not trying to sell you something. I think people are wanting to see something real. And I want to show people that you can be normal, you can be real, and still be in front of an audience. Or you can still share your mind without going crazy. You can still be you. Because, I mean, what else is there, man? I don't know. And what I want isn't the same for everybody. Some people want to go to school. Some people want to do their job and they want to go home, and that's it. That's totally fine. But I'm here to talk to the people who want a little more, you know? Get after it. There's no reason not to start. There's no excuse. You can complain all you want about whatever it is that you want to complain about, but your complaining, A, isn't going to do anything, and B, you're choosing to be in a bad mood. You're choosing to put yourself in a bad... Complaining... You know what I complain about excessively? Being hurt and stuff like that. Ouchies. Whoosh boy, what up? Good morning, how you doing? I complain about ouchies and stuff like that. That's about it. And I complain about them excessively. It helps me get through the pain by complaining. But other things, man, you just got to keep on moving. What country do I live in? I'm in the U.S. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona of the U.S. of A.
But yeah.
That's really what I came here to say. That's really what I came here to do. Quote of the day today, guys, was, the pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty. That's not saying, oh, everything hard is an opportunity. Everything hard is an opportunity. That's just saying that. Instead of seeing how difficult it is, somebody's looking at the fact that it's possible to try. There we go. That's a proper definition. Okay. The pessimist, one person looks at every difficulty. Fella, what's up? Glad you made it. The pessimist sees difficulty and is like, I can't do it, you know, I don't want to do it right now, I don't have the right camera, I don't have the right setup, I don't have this or I don't have that. but then the you just have to do it? And I don't have a camera yet, but maybe one day I will. And I don't have a mic yet, but maybe one day I will. Until then, I'm just going to stream just in case somebody comes into my stream. Just in case somebody comes in here. Just in case somebody checks it out. Just in case somebody donates. That's what this means, is one person is seeing opportunity in the difficulty. It's difficult, but man, I can't believe anybody can try it. It's free to try. You know what I mean? That's what I was like, oh my God, anybody can just do this? Let me try it. And then maybe it took a while. Maybe it took a couple of years. But then we all know the story how Mr. Beast came in and blessed me with a bunch of money. So you tell me whether my trying, even though I had a shitty setup, you tell me whether that was worth it or not. You tell me whether I wasted my time or whether I should have just not streamed. You know what I mean? But yeah, that is all I got for you guys today. Thanks guys for watching today. Does anybody have any questions or have any suggestions for anything they want to talk about? Speaking facts. Why, Leo? I'm trying. I'm just really trying to put my mind out there, put my thoughts out there, and I think it's good to verbalize it and talk it over with people. Is there any topic or any questions that you guys want to cover tomorrow or any other streams? I'm doing the best I can to come up with, have a quote for you guys every day and have something going on for you guys. So, I appreciate it if you guys show up. I would love to see you guys tomorrow. Let me know if there's any topics or anything like that. You guys can get at me on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. Any of those options are available down below in the links. Make sure you hit me up with a follow. You guys, I'd appreciate every follow that you guys give me, every bit that you guys donate on Twitch, every dollar donated, everything that you guys do towards the channel, follow, subscribe, anything you guys do towards the channel helps. It keeps me in front of you guys to whereas I don't have to go back to the 9-to-5 so I can stay providing content to you guys. So I love you guys. I have a Patreon. So you guys, if you guys happen to want to see any videos early that I upload, you guys can see them early. For instance, some of my videos that are going up this week or going up today have already been posted on Patreon. If you guys want a chance on that, hit the links below. You guys can become a part of that as well. Every bit helps. Thank you guys so much. I have a quote. If someone says what you like is boring, they're boring. Nice. You know, what does it matter what someone else thinks about what you like? You know, why aren't they worried about what they like? Why do they have time to worry about what you like? And why does it matter to them? You know, and it shouldn't matter to you what they think. Don't worry about what other people think about what you like because you like it. And don't you want to spend your life doing the things that you want and not what you think other people are okay with you doing? That's all I'm saying, man. I'm not going to shape my life to make other people happy or to make other people think that I'm cool. I don't care if other people think that I'm cool. What I care about is enjoying life. And sometimes that means doing things that might be embarrassing to other people or other people. And you know what? If someone is making fun of you, that's a reflection of their inability to do, like, okay, like maybe you did something that was bold and it's a little and it's embarrassing to them and they make fun of you. That's because they would be embarrassed to do it. They're only making fun of you because they would be embarrassed to do it. So if you do it anyway, then you're a much stronger person than them already. Okay, so that's all I got for you guys today. Thank you so much for being here. Tomorrow, same time, 5:30 Mountain Standard Time, every single day on YouTube. We do morning motivation. And if you guys happen to want to catch my Twitch streams are at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. One more time, 10 a.m. Mountain Standard, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, every day here on YouTube, 5:30 Mountain Standard Time. Thank you guys so much for being with here with me, Wild Leo, Big Fella, Whoosh Boy, Nadi, everybody who joined today, Moto XJ Rides, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. And I'll see you guys hopefully again here tomorrow, nice, bright, and early. Well, it's so early, it's dark. But whatever. Take it easy, guys. Peace.